I could feel him carrying a coffin. Welcome to Red Eye. It's like my two dads. If by dads you mean toothless, hairless Sri Lankan houseboys chained in my crawl space. If you keep screaming, Pepito and Pepito too, I will take the hose out again. Don't make me. I could be there in 10 minutes. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy. For a pregame report, Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
Can't even be bothered to give them different names anymore, can you, Greg?
They don't mean anything to me.
You've gotten lazy, sir.
Why name them when it's temporary?
Well, I guess. Anyway, our top story tonight. The scientist famous for cloning Dolly the sheep says we should bring back the woolly mammoth. We'll take a fair and balanced look at why this could mean impeachment for President Obama straight ahead. Plus, Anthony Weiner's communications director goes on an awesomely foul-mouthed tirade over a former intern's newspaper piece. We'll discuss, even though we can't tell you most of the words she used. And finally, a British wannabe model sues the National Health Service for making her breasts too big. The story I can't believe we haven't gotten to all week. Greg?
Well, I think we're going to get to it this episode.
I think so. That's why I figured it was safe to tease it.
Yeah, I think it was good that you teased it.
I think it was, too.
It's a story about a woman with large breasts.
Eminently teasable, as they say in the business.
These are stories that shows use for the end of the program, hoping people will tune in to look at large breasts.
Yes.
It's a tried and true formula that started with Meet the Press.
Is that right?
Yes.
Breasts are gross. Well,
this is like Meet the Breasts.
Let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so hot that Tabasco sauce sprinkles her on its food. I'm here tonight with Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's one of my fellow co-hosts on The Five. You might have heard of that show. It's on in the afternoon. I'm the alpha male. And he's so sharp. Ginzu knives use him to cut cans. He's Anthony Fisher, Reason TV producer. Well, his sex change is almost 80% complete. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And if comedic skills were a bike, I'd ride him up and down the park several times a day, usually in front of families and the elderly. They seem to enjoy it. Sitting right next to me, comedian Dan Soder.
A-Block, the lead. That's the first story.
Try not to bleep it up this time.
Is everyone bully for all things woolly? And should the giant beast stop being deceased? Well, the scientist responsible for world's first cloned animal claims the discovery of the 10,000-year-old woolly mammoth blood puts us one step closer to resurrecting the extinct mammal. Sir Ian Wilmot, yes, that Sir Ian Wilmot, who famously cloned Dolly the sheep back in 1996 and later slept with it.
What?
Hey. No, I'm kidding. Tells The Guardian, quote, it dawned on me that if you could clear the first hurdle of getting viable cells from mammoths, you might be able to do something useful and interesting, as if that's not enough. I think it should be done as long as we can provide great care for the animal. Shut up, Sir Ian. But some ethicists are warning against fooling with Mother Nature while pointing to this recent example of genetic engineering gone wrong. And after he has a few in him, he gets very violent. Mm. Yeah, he'll slap you around, and then you go to work, and you have to tell everybody you fell down a flight of stairs, and they're saying, like, why did you marry a goat? Dan, it looks like we can do this. We can do this, but the question is, should we do it?
Isn't this the beginning of Jurassic Park? Isn't this how it starts?
It is.
I don't understand why you're trying to clone something that was huge and decimated a lot of things. This is the worst idea ever.
Oh,
next he's gonna be like saber-toothed tiger. Let's bring back the saber-toothed tiger. Let's not do that, because we beat it one time. We won. Let's just stay in the win column and move forward.
Any extinct species you'd like to see?
No, I'm okay with everything. I'm okay with everything the way it's going. I don't understand, I get it. People have a little nostalgia for animals that disappeared.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just how it was supposed to happen.
That's true, natural selection, evolution, Kimberly. Bringing back the woolly mammoth seems to go against God and man. and Kimberly.
But it's really cool to see at your local zoo, and you can keep your child entertained for hours. I'm all for it.
You
actually.
Are?
Yes. I love you. Which it could replace my babysitter, in fact.
I don't think a woolly mammoth would be a good babysitter.
No, it would stomp your child.
It would stomp your child to death.
Maybe she's not a fan of her child.
Maybe you're an unfit mother.
Why does everyone
think? Woolly mammoth hasn't met my child. Okay.
She's amazingly fit, Greg. She's got a personal instructor at the gym. You're tight.
Yeah,
don't listen to that.
Why is everyone thinking this is going to be some cute Flintstones ending? This isn't how this is going to happen. They're going to stomp us.
They're going to have running of the woolly mammoth, and then people are going to die. Anthony, you seem like the type who would want to bring an animal back so you could do something horrible to it in a park.
I'd probably just have wine with it, just like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I think we need to know what Jeff Goldblum thinks about all this. If he's cool with it, we should maybe think about bringing back less, as Dan said, less dangerous animals. Like I know that some scientists in Europe are talking about bringing back the brachado, which is kind of like a wild goat that only went extinct about 15 years ago. Why don't we start with that before we go full woolly mammoth?
Yeah, but the thing, you know what? You just invented a term.
Yeah.
Let's not go full woolly mammoth here, people.
I'll tell you, I'm about to go full mammoth right now.
Bill, if we resurrect this woolly mammoth, then there will be another beast on the planet that despises you along with all the other beasts.
No, Greg. This woolly mammoth will be well aware of the fact that for years I've been talking about this. For years I've been supporting this. Soder, I've never been so angry at you right now. What is better than an elephant? A hairy elephant. It's simple math. It is like an elephant, but better. No longer, because of cloning, will Gone the Way of the Dodo mean the end to something. It will mean a miraculous comeback. We will have big, dumb-looking birds that can't fly, that just sort of walk around and aren't scared of humans, because that's how they went in the first place. They were too stupid to run away from us. But this time, we'll be kind to them. We will have all of these species that did not exist, that we have not gazed in for 10,000 years. We will look at them again and say, yay. Yay, hairy elephant.
You're
all wrong.
You seem kind of sincere almost.
This is the greatest thing. This is the only reason that I'm staying alive. I have nothing else to live for. I will wait 5 more years until this giant snuffleupagus becomes my friend.
And
even if no one sees him like Big Bird, who was the only one who saw snuffleupagus, but he existed, and that mammoth will be my snuffleupagus.
So what you're saying is if we bring back the woolly mammoth, you will commit suicide.
Yes, I will do that. So all you scientists who hate me, hurry up.
You know, here's what I see. The consequences of bringing back the woolly mammoth is that it will benefit people who are excruciatingly wealthy or celebrities who will want to have sex with something exotic.
That's so gross.
So super rich people like Bill Clinton will start growing beasts like, they want to have orgies with mummies. You can bring back a mummy and have sex with a 4,000.
You don't have to bring back a mummy because a mummy already comes back. So your knowledge of mummies.
Paris Hilton will have a little baby pterodactyl and then forget about it in her closet.
Right.
And it will die.
It's a shame Michael Jackson wasn't around for this.
Exactly.
He'd be funny.
We could clone all the chihuahuas that Paris Hilton's already killed.
That's true. But there will be pornos made with mummies. Like, they'll bring back mummies and it'll be huge. I'm telling you, this is where this is going to go.
I don't like any of this.
You don't like it, do you?
I'll be up in my compound. Yeah. Just waiting for the end.
Yeah. If you have a compound, I better be invited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You better have a name, right?
Yeah, well, I can't release that yet on television. But it's coming.
Yeah, right. You do look like you would have a compound.
Oh, I absolutely plan on it.
Yeah, excellent.
He lives in a fallout shelter in Queens.
Yeah, I live under the train. You know how difficult it is?
Do you?
Yeah, it's above ground.
Oh, okay.
I just like saying it like that.
All right, from cloners to boners. On Tuesday, a day of the week, Kimberly, the Daily News published a less than flattering look at Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign staff, written by former intern Olivia Nuzzi. And late that night, Weiner's communications director, Barbara Morgan, went off on Nuzzi. Is that Kurt Cobain? Anyway, telling Talking Points memo she sucked as an intern and calling her an effing slut bag, a little C word, and other things I can't say because my pet stingray is watching. Mm-hmm. Hi, Corporal Flapjacks. Morgan later apologized and tweeted, "Not my best day yesterday. Should have known better. Got to pay up." So you got a little tip jar there with a swear jar. Meanwhile, Politico reports that Anthony's wife, Huma, will be taking an extended vacation from her job with Hillary Clinton. But a Weiner campaign sore says this was always planned and has nothing to do with the Clintons trying to distance themselves from this train wreck. Clearly, the Wieners love controversy like this cat loves affection. I do not like that video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's something really perverse about that man getting off on touching that cat. I don't want any part of that life.
That was Anthony Weiner.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kay Gill, my theory, this is my theory, because of Weiner's history, he can't fire a staffer who does something like this. It'd be hypocritical. That's why he can't be mayor. Okay. People could do whatever they want under him.
But he doesn't care because he keeps doing bad things over and over again. He sort of just can't help himself, kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
So what he wants to do, flash himself, whatever, be a freakish perp. That's what he wants to do. I bet he would do the same thing. Even as mayor.
But he can't, but the thing is, if he has...
And he would only pick staffers that did that.
Yeah, if he has a large staff, and no pun intended, under him as mayor, somebody could just go off on anybody. How can he fire them? He doesn't have the moral high ground, Anthony, to do this. What did you make of that tirade? Should you have apologized?
It really doesn't matter at this point. I mean, what shocks me is that campaigns stay alive because somebody's funding them.
Yes. Right?
They, at some point, you know, it's got to run out. They're not making it to the runoff. What's really shocking about this whole thing isn't that what she said, it's that she thought she was off the record.
Yeah.
She works for Anthony Weiner. How could she possibly think anything is a secret anymore?
That is true. That is true. And the money, by the way, they've had this money for a while, and they got plenty of money, and they can't do anything but campaign with it, correct?
Yeah.
Is that basically it?
I mean, even if they were to drop out now, all they could use it would be to pay off previous campaign debts.
Yeah. So that's why they're doing this, I guess. Dan, she basically heckled Nuzzy, didn't she? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think Carlos, if I can call him that.
Yes, you
can. Mr. Danger.
Yeah, Danger.
Mayor Danger.
Yes.
I think we should just solve this the old-fashioned way. And ladies, let's just get a big kiddie pool full of mud. And do a little mud wrestling.
And that's
really get to the bottom of this.
That's sexist.
But I think you mean sexy.
It's a fine line between sexy and sexist.
It really did sound like a Glamorous Lady of Wrestling promo.
Yeah, it did.
Like they were going to meet in the ring.
In your mind.
Yeah.
But you notice that this whole behavior thing is infecting everybody now. They're all kind of like it's lowered the bar so much that people are using the C word, which frankly disgusts me, Bill. You usually pay older men to call you those names. Does it bug you that Morgan did it for free?
No, I actually know Barbara Morgan.
Oh, you do?
I yes, I have gotten drunk with Barbara Morgan. I may have hit on Barbara Morgan, successfully or you'll never know. It was on. But she's a great girl, and this is exactly the type of girl she is, and you are lying because everything she said in that, you all know it was a huge turn on. We love when girls talk that way. And the only reason more we like girls when they talk that way is when they're talking about it about another girl. When they're going to town using C-bombs like that on a staff member that probably sucked, it's great. If anything, this helped Weiner. My only concern is exactly what I just said. Guys love girls with a dirty mouth, and look who she's working for.
You know, Kay Gill, are you buying Huma's vacation?
No. I mean, she was given the exit door for a reason. I mean, she's political liability right now for Hillary. Everybody knows it. They can try and talk around it, but that doesn't change the fact that when people see her, they think Weiner, and it's just not a good situation for Hillary.
I think about all the relatives and spouses, families of employees that had these conversations before joining the Weiner campaign, and everybody's going, don't do it. And he goes, no. Don't do it. And now they're all
changed.
Yes. And they're all going, like, you a-hole.
Right.
You did this. What were you thinking? I told you so is being around all over New York City.
Except, they needed a job.
Except the one staffer that was like, hey, I'm going to really spice up my life and work for the Weiner campaign.
Yeah.
And they're like, go do it. Like, how awesome is this? I told you it was going to go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Huma's working for Hillary's transition team. Hillary left that job 6 months ago.
Yeah,
how long does it take to transition out of an office?
That's a good point.
It takes a long time to transition, trust me. Especially if you're not up on your bills.
That's in Thailand.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to stop the hormone treatments about 3 weeks ago for Bill.
I'm starting to grow hair out of my lips again.
I know.
I don't like it.
All right, from one scandal to another, did Monica and Bill enjoy one last thrill? Well, the National Enquirer, where I get all my news, says it's obtained a never-before-heard audio sex tape of Monica Lewinsky pleading with Bill Clinton to meet her one more time. The nearly four-minute tape, which is about the same time it took Bill to, well, anyway, was allegedly made in November 1997, a few months after their final sexual encounter. On it, she tells the president, among other things, quote, I could take my clothes off and start, well, I know you wouldn't enjoy that. I hope to see you later, and I hope you will follow my script and do what I want. She then reportedly goes on to ask Bubba to enlist his secretary, Barbara Curry, to help arrange a secret off-the-books meeting between the two, as opposed to an on-the-books one. For more, let's go to our senior White House correspondent.
I'll do that, guys.
Yeah. Watch out.
We should sick Paris Hilton on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Anthony, what do you make of this tape? It's the National Enquirer, but I'm willing to bet my house on it.
The National Enquirer is an absolutely reliable source.
Yes.
I mean, if anybody was going to get sued, it'd be them. And they never do.
Yeah, they never do.
So, they're right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They cover, they're responsible journalists. I don't know what's the motivation for this to come out now. I mean, I guess the Huma Hillary tie-in is good for selling papers, but other than that, I don't know, not quite sure what the newsiness of it is.
The newsiness is that it's Monica Lewinsky. That's what it is, Dan. I missed her.
God, I missed her.
Yeah.
Couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Missed her so much.
Yes.
I put the audio on my iTunes, and I jogged to it, had a nice jog while listening.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when she told him that they were going to have dinner in a movie. Yeah. And you're like, Monica, I don't think you know how this works. You're not on the dinner schedule.
Yes, you're not.
He's got to eat with the president of Zambia.
Yes.
Not have a box dinner with the girl that was providing him services in his office.
Exactly.
She's, can we get a movie and watch and have some dinner? No, Monica.
Oh, Precious, it is of you to think that you might even be seen with me somewhere.
But
you are only a receptacle.
But it is a good jogging.
Yes, it is good. I'm glad you're jogging. And
oddly enough, when you hit the genius button, a lot of you too.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Weird, strange.
I don't know.
Kimberly, you know, the Enquirer got John Edwards right.
They did. But
it's the only example I can think of.
No, but there's a lot. They had a lot of stuff on Lacey Peterson case. I mean, think about it. They'd be out of business. This is a true story. I mean, they get it right because they get sued, they win. So sorry.
Or do they pay them off? I mean, do they just have great lawyers too, though?
No. Truth is a defense, and they're dealing with public figures. The standard is very high, but nevertheless, truth is a complete defense to any kind of defamation case. They win. Mm. They win. That's why they're still in business.
Mm. Bill, Monica is now in her 40s. Does it bother you that you will never reach that decade?
I've only got two more years. I think I can do it. You know why? Because they said Woolly Mammoth's going to take five. Callback! I don't understand this story.
Yeah.
I don't, because did you hear what they said? They said that all of this is Monica saying this stuff, but Bill Clinton isn't in the tape.
Right.
It's all just her. So what is, like, is she having, like, a glass of Merlot and sitting on her couch and just sort of half drunk saying these things to her imaginary friend while she's recording
she's
it? I don't get where this is.
Yeah.
She had an aside where she said, oh, you wouldn't like that. I'm wondering what
she's
that is.
Talking to her,
yeah.
She's talking to her cat,
Bill off.
Yeah. Her cat Bill that she named.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing made no sense.
You know what this is? This is the pre-selfie selfie.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
before you had actual camera phones, so you tape yourself naked. Oh, I'm naked. You should see what I look like.
I would immediately start to get aroused when I would open my mailbox and there'd be a tiny little tape in there for me to put in and listen to whatever they had to say.
All right.
That's crazy.
It's the pre-selfie selfie. PSS. Okay, coming
Ronaldo.
Up. What would happen if all the ugly people died off, leaving only really hot people left to reproduce? Kimberly Guilfoyle on her new book, What I Call Heaven. You're an awful person.
I know.
But first, a story featuring ice cream and porn. Sounds like my kind of story. It's an app to help you crap. Well, the defending Super Bowl champions, San Francisco 49ers, new stadium, seen here, will have an app that gives fans live updates on how long the bathroom and beer lines are. Levi's Stadium is set to open for the 2014 season, and developers are also working on a system allowing fans to order beer and have it delivered right to their seat. Yes, the beverage goes right into your butts.
Ew.
Anyway, here's tape from my last Super Bowl party last year. It was crazy. I lost my wallet, among other things. I had to go to the ER to find my wallet.
I love that in the prompter, it said, pause for gay dance party. And then we just all sat there and agreed, listened to the prompter as we watched that.
Soder, you like me, 49er fans. Remember the good old days, Candlestick, with those awful bathroom troughs? Yeah. Are we taking the manliness out of the game by now they're just probably nice bathrooms? You used to have to go to the trough and it would all splash all over you.
Yeah.
First off, you refer to them as the defending Super Bowl champions because you're a jerk.
I know.
And they lost to the Ravens,
which
I'm still not over. Second off, that is where at Candlestick is where I learned my fear of urinals.
Yes.
That's why I get stage fright now.
Yo.
So now I can't pee.
Oh my God. This is exact. So I grew up in.
Is that true?
It's Candlestick did it for me. I used to go when I was like 10 or 12 to Candlestick Park because I lived in San Mateo to see the Giants, usually on my birthday or on weekends with my dad. I was just talking about this in our editorial meeting.
Yeah.
When we were doing the story, I go, you show up in the bathroom, the truck, if you're short, the trough is like right here.
It's waist
high.
And
it's guys just hanging out. Peeing and it's just hitting you and you're like, I cannot pee.
And everyone thinks that at Niner games, I know that San Francisco has this awful that people just assume it's just a bunch of people who are like, have some white wine.
Yeah. No,
those are the people that move there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dudes from Concord and Walnut Creek that are big men that work with their hands and they're peeing in a trough. And I was a tiny boy and I should have gone into the stall and now I can't pee at the urinals when I'm at Applebee's because someone stands next to me and it ruined my life.
That's
so thank you, Candlestick Park.
It took me 5 years to get beyond that. Kimberly,
and
you're
this is a good thing? I mean, this is a bad thing that they're moving on? You guys don't know how to support an argument.
I don't know. It brought back so many memories. He said defending Super Bowl champions. I got upset. Now I'm thinking about the pizza.
This is a true. Like, we had a trough in Soldier Field. I remember when I was a kid, my dad and I were in the bathroom, and we had a friend of mine who was a little younger, and my dad lifted him up to the trough, and the guy next to my dad goes, son, you got a teeny weeny painy. And he started crying. My dad got into a fight with him. The drops are horrible.
Well, I want to, Kimberly, you're also Bay Area.
Yeah.
You've been to Candlestick, I'm sure many times.
I sort of was the Bay Area, but anyway.
Yes.
I was the first lady, so I kind of almost owned the 49ers.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Jay Leno said I got them in the divorce, actually.
Really? Really? Yeah, well, at least you're not name dropping. What was your favorite Candlestick Park memory?
I love to go to the games. I especially love watching the Giants play there.
But the bathrooms. Women's bathrooms.
Play in the boys' room.
Did you guys have a trough?
The room was clean and nice and had individual stalls and pink, nice-smelling soap. So sorry you guys are all damaged. Shows why
you had a skybox. You guys have your own bathrooms. You didn't even have to pay for the food or the beer.
I was saying when I was little, but then I went to the sky. I dreamed of it when I was rubbing my hands in the pink soap. One day I will have a skybox, and then I did. So
I bet
happy
you
ending.
It is a nice ending.
What do you?
It's
just like a good thing. Obviously, it's a good thing because then you can sit there, drink, and then check to see what stalls are empty. It's kind of brilliant.
It's great. I got the creepy part is that means somebody's going to be watching the bathrooms at all time and reporting on them. And the other part
is I could do that.
I mean, I go to Yankee Stadium a lot, and my 4G never works.
Yeah.
So I'm not. Maybe it'll be a little better in Silicon Valley.
It's super Wi-Fi over there now.
Yeah.
And they have like free Wi-Fi because it's Google's friend.
It's the way of the future.
You know, Bill, there's an app that tells people when you're in a bathroom so they can avoid you shooting heroin in a stall and throwing up on everyone.
I can see why they'd want to avoid that.
Yes.
Normally, I don't like these, but I'm grossing myself out right now.
I'm grossed.
Why would you ever make fun of an advancement in bathroom technology? It is the equivalent of when indoor plumbing was invented, being like, I don't like that. In my day, we used to poop outside. It toughened the cheeks. Any advancement in bathroom technology is a good thing.
Well, the real advancement is wet wipes. Let's face it, men. But here's the thing. Is the point of sporting events.
This is such a gross boy show. How did I end up on this? No,
I want to make a point here, Kimberly, that you should listen to because maybe you might learn something. The point of sporting events is to teach your bladder how to toughen out for long road trips. So if you'd be sitting from, like, if you could go from first to seventh inning and not go to the bathroom, basically what you're doing is stretching your bladder, which probably isn't safe. But that's great for long drives.
Yeah.
You know?
That's bad for your bladder.
It is bad.
I don't know where you're getting your information.
It's very bad.
You will go to the bathroom more the more you try to hold
it. Yeah, like prostate cancer or something. I mean, this is not good advice.
At Men's Health, I actually asked like five or six doctors, like, can you die from not peeing? Like, what can you actually, and it's hard to do, but you can.
You know what would have been my follow-up question?
What?
Do your back teeth actually float? And I don't think they do.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to take a break. That should have been our lead.
Pee break?
All right, pee break. Coming up, Amanda Bynes is dead. Tired of people worrying about her. She's fine, you guys.
What?
But first, a story we almost got to yesterday. Something about breasts. She was displeased with her mammaries. A British lass, is there any other kind, is suing the NHS over her taxpayer-funded breasts, saying they've wrecked her life. Josie Cunningham blames the doctors for making her boobs too big and turning her into a national joke. That's why she wears those really loose shirts, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
The 23-year-old had the surgery in January, a month, at a cost of more than $7,000 after convincing her doctor that her flat chest made her feel depressed.
Wow.
It's a story that must be discussed further in something I like to call
lightning round. Lightning round.
Yes, Kimberly, does she have any leverage in this case?
She has cleavage, but I don't know about leverage.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Thanks. Basically, the doctor should have said, boo-hoo, sorry you're depressed. Here's $34. Go buy a Victoria's Secret bra. Mm-hmm. It would have been a lot cheaper.
And her boobs were paid. Who gets her boobs paid
for by the
government?
But that's the point. So that's what I'm saying, $34. If I was in charge of that panel, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Be some flat chests running around.
Certainly.
Which is
would.
Actually easier for running.
Yeah, it is. I know for a fact. Anthony, this woman became a topless model after the surgery and is now getting taxpayer-funded Botox for her excessive sweating. She could be the worst person ever.
Yes.
It's pretty bad, but, you know, England kind of gets what they deserve here. And,
yeah.
But there's a way out of this for the Brits.
What?
In England, if you file a lawsuit and lose, you've got to pay the court costs. So the taxpayers could get their money back, so they should encourage this lawsuit.
They might have to be able to repossess her implants. I always thought that would be an interesting job to have, Mr. Soder. As someone who has had breast enhancement surgery, what
several.
Are your thoughts? Yeah.
I just think it's weird that a girl that went and got over the top boob job is looking for more handouts. It's just weird. I don't think that's a thing that they normally do.
No, they don't.
Usually they're great poets and writers and orators, and they read a lot. And this girl, I hope one of them pops.
Oh, terrible. Bill, you actually had surgery to turn yourself into an entire boob, and it worked.
I just touched my nipple. I love the line that she's like, this doctor has made me a national joke. No, I think you did when you called the Sun and brought some publicity to your plight, if you can call it a plight. Ladies, we don't like fake boobs. They look like skin stretched over grapefruit, and it's never enough skin, and it looks weird. We're just happy to be there. We like all shapes and sizes.
She is an American hero.
She's British.
I know. All right, next topic. Is Depp done? Johnny Depp, is that his real name?
I don't think so.
Hinted in an interview that retirement is, quote, probably not too far away. The 63-year-old actor explained, at a certain point, you start thinking. And when you add up the amount of dialogue that you say per year, for example, you realize that you've said written words more than you've actually had a chance to say your own words. You're a actor! Sorry, bleep that out. You start thinking of that as kind of an insane option for a human being. I'll go shingle a roof or something, Johnny Depp.
I have shingles.
Dan?
You have shingles?
He has some terrible problems, doesn't he?
Here's the thing. Actually, I really like Johnny Depp.
Why?
I don't know. I just find him face so kissable.
You find him attractive? He's a man you would have sex with.
I would.
Celebrate it! Don't cry!
I can't.
You
I
want to go to his island and drink Guinness with him and talk about Hunter S. Thompson. That's all I want to do. If he wants to retire, take me with you, Johnny. Please take me with you. I just worked Kansas City. It was terrible. They're going to send me back on the road. I can't go back on the road. Please don't do this. Johnny, take me with you.
It's very sad. KG, I'm guessing you love him, even though he hasn't made a good movie in almost 40 years.
Well, I like him. I don't know if I love him. I liked him when he was cleaner looking. Now he's sort of resembling Schultz. So now I'm not too sure about the pirate do. Mm-hmm. Right? You've got pirate do.
You know, he looks like
something.
He looks like a thrift store lamp.
I liked him when he was in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, that was a great show.
See my point?
Yeah.
Fairweather fan.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I liked him the most.
I mean, he
Willy
doesn't
Wonka.
Have me now. Look at that.
Oh, screw you.
No, that was
scary. Peter DeLuise.
See, that was the terrifying aspect of my childhood, was that Willy Wonka chocolate factory thing. That and The Wizard of Oz.
You have troubles.
I liked him in Ed Wood, and Dan really liked him in Ed Wood when he was dressed like a chick.
Anthony, why don't more people realize kind of what a cartoon he's become?
I mean, he was always eccentric. I feel now he's becoming typical. He's a whining actor talking about how hard his life is and threatening retirement. We may be deprived of the next Tim Burton movie where he's got whiteface on.
Yes.
I think we might be able to survive.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, Bill, what would be the next Tim Burton movie that he's going to miss out on? Has he done Charlotte's Web? Or it's got to be something that's creepy, but also endearing and somewhat gothic.
Who would play Charlotte? Helen Bonham Carter.
Yes.
And it would be a mixture of her face with a CGI spider. There would be certain circus motifs throughout. Lots of trees without any leaves on them. Looking a little bit storybook. There wouldn't really be a plot so much as various vignettes to bring creepy things to the surface. And Johnny Depp would do something to take away from his good looks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna lie, that movie probably will be made now.
Yes.
And Schultz is not gonna get any credit.
No.
Yes, he shouldn't.
And who should be the pig? Wilbur.
Ned Beatty.
Ooh,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that is actually a great call. Like
it'd be a full circle for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back the power.
Yes, exactly.
Take the power back.
Because it's all about power when you're being sexually harassed by a woodsman.
It is. They're not doing it for gratification. I know that.
There was nothing gay about it. It was about power. When did Ned Beatty have the power?
Never.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Reynolds
you.
Reynolds should have let him
do it. How did we get to Tim Burton should remake Gross. Deliverance.
Oh! And Johnny Depp would play the canoe.
Burt Reynolds should play the same part he played before.
Exactly.
50 years later.
Yes.
Burt Reynolds would play the tree that John Voight is tied to.
No That's one make fun of Burt Reynolds.
Movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, and the inbred boy, Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
Right. Maybe a Macaulay Culkin.
We got to take a break. More stuff is on the way. Joy of Hate, Amazon.com, autographed copy, ggutfeld.com. Kimberly Guilfoyle's favorite book.
Yes, love it.
Buy 7 of them. Last topic. Well, they quit the dream of mixing porn with ice cream. The LA Times, a paper, reports a porn studio has agreed to stop marketing films that play off the names of Ben and Jerry's products. Last year, the ice cream maker, who, let me remind you, are responsible for flavors like Chubby Hubby, sued Caballero Video over its Ben and Cherry's series. The porn maker also used packaging that resembled Ben and Jerry's logo, but that's beside the point. The real fallout, you'll no longer be able to find adult titles like Boston Cream Thigh and Peanut Butter D Cup. Great films, by the way. Both star Glenn Close and Paul Sorvino.
Really?
Yes, they did quite a departure, I think. No. Kimberly, you're the lawyer here. What's Ben and Jerry's problem? Did they really have a case, or did the video company cave in?
No, Ben and Jerry's has been very successful whenever they've had any litigation. I mean, they're a powerful company. They've got a lot of connections, and I'm no surprise. Like, this isn't a surprise to me.
What about parody law? That's what I don't get about this. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm surprised somewhat that they prevailed under those grounds, but not really, because they're very well known.
Maybe this is a First Amendment issue. When will it end? When
call the ACLU.
I don't know what that is.
You don't want to know.
Dan, you might be too. Is anybody here over 30?
I'm 30.
All right. Do you guys remember Wacky Packages?
Yeah.
They don't make Wacky Packages anymore.
That's just silly.
It is. You know why?
I don't know.
Because of this crap.
I don't know.
I collected every Wacky Pack. Had them all over my front door and my back door.
Those were fun times, huh?
They were.
I remember.
I don't think I would like to see what that porn star would do with Wacky Pack.
Wacky Pack.
Well, I had a question for you, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Ben and Jerry's? Do you think that?
I smoke enough pot that I agree with anything Ben and Jerry's does. delicious. Yeah. Love all their flavors.
I like Chunky Monkey.
I would fight a family member for fudge brownie.
Yeah.
That's how much I like.
I like fish food. I like fish food.
Fish food's good,
too. With a little caramel whipped marshmallow in there.
It's the only kind of fish that I like because it doesn't jam out for 20 minutes.
Nice.
Make your mushrooms
well, wait till tomorrow morning when you're on the toilet.
Ooh.
Hey, Anthony, Ben & Jerry's flavors are tailor-made for porn movie titles. Is it their fault?
Absolutely. It's not easy to come up with new and inventive puns all the time. And I mean, I know they're owned by Unilever now, but this just proves once and for all that hippies have no sense of humor.
That is true.
Whatever, man.
Bill, porn is something you watch on a laptop. And ice cream goes in a fridge. Since you have neither a computer or a fridge, I thought I'd point that out and then laugh at you for being destitute.
I'm still not really clear how sex works, thanks to my lack of a laptop. Greg, as you know, revenge is a dish best served horny. Mm-hmm. And what they need to do to get back at them is make a movie and call that movie Ben in Jerry.
Oh.
Lookalikes, make it happen. Because there's nothing hotter than old fat hippies doing each other.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thanks for that.
I mean, inside your brain.
Best show ever.
Yes.
Bro.
All right. We learned so much here. Okay, do you have a comment on the show?
So gross.
Like, why is Bill here? Why? We get at least 5,000 of those a day. Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. Most of them come from his family. Do you have a video of your animal doing something? Go to foxnews.com/redeye. Click on submit a video. We might use it coming up. The post-game report from TV's Andy Levy. Yes, I do. I'll be on the O'Reilly Factor Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm also hosting O'Reilly on Friday. It's a Gutfeld O'Reilly week. Brand new Red Eye returns tomorrow with Remy Spencer and Joe DeVito. Let's go back to TV's Andy Levy for the postgame report.
Thanks. I'll be on Brian Kilmeade's Fox News radio show this morning at 11:30. So there. Should we clone woolly mammoths? Greg, you referred to Sir Ian Wilmot as the scientist responsible for the world's first cloned animal, Dolly the sheep. Not the first cloned animal, my friend.
What was the first cloned one?
I believe they cloned sea urchins back in the late 19th century.
It's not an animal.
Yeah.
Can't call that an animal.
She was the first animal cloned from adult cells, and she might have been the first mammal cloned.
Not an urchin is not an animal.
Like they cloned others. They cloned other stuff too, like way back in the 50s.
Really?
No.
Like what?
Stuff and things.
No. You know what they cloned in the 50s? A lot of hate and intolerance.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're on the right side of things.
Yeah.
You know what women would have liked to have seen cloned? Equal rights.
Yes.
Yeah. Burn those bras.
Dan, I'm kind of with you regarding not cloning extinct species.
Yeah.
To a point, though, I think using DNA from extinct animals to make these, what they call these transgenic creatures that are like where they take some from one and some from another and come up with, like, you mix a saber tooth with a little kitty cat.
Ooh! like when they do like a mini doodle? Like when they take a,
exactly.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm changing it. I'm with you, Levy.
All right, that stuff's cool.
Yeah, we're good.
Greg, you said bringing back the woolly mammoth will only benefit super wealthy people and celebrities. Not if it's used for food.
Ooh. Well, that's my other thing, though. It'll be like a bragging rights, very expensive restaurants where you can eat a saber-toothed tiger.
Unless they do it enough of it where they could feed Africa with a couple of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I hate you with your solutions.
That's okay. By the way, Dolly was cloned in 1996, died in 2003.
Eesh.
She was euthanized after being diagnosed with a progressive lung disease. Apparently, lung infection is not uncommon among sheep. My theory is they might be allergic to wool.
But no, he was Dolly was a pack a day smoker.
Is that true?
That is true.
It did not say that in the article.
You know what? They tried to play it down. They were trying to keep her a squeaky clean image.
Yeah.
But then when she started dating David Spade, it fell apart.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
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 He just ruined her. She was beautiful. Dolly was beautiful. Then she met Spade and she just looked ragged and horrible.
Yeah. Wiener's comms director goes on X-rated tirade. Greg, you said this is why Wiener can't be mayor, because of his history, he can't fire people for doing things like this, that people can do whatever they want under him. I think that's what he wants.
Fair point.
Anthony, I agree that the comms director, Morgan, shouldn't have assumed she was off the record. I think maybe the reason she thought she was because the Talking Points memo reporter called her to ask about another story, and this was all kind of an aside where she was like, ugh, this is what I've been dealing with all day. She still should never have thought it was off the record, but I think that's why.
I mean, were they besties? I mean, if she's just a Talking Points memo writer, she's probably looking for a story.
Yeah, you would think. Bill, you said you know Barbara Morgan, and she's great girl. It's 2013. How about great woman?
Ugh. You know what? Fie on me.
Just disgusting. Kay Gill, you said you're not buying that Huma's just taking a vacation from Hillary's transition team. Yeah, kind of odd. Tuesday night, I guess, she was seen having dinner with Hillary's spokesman, and then the next day she's suddenly taking this vacation.
See, you're an undercover agent, aren't you? Yeah. Getting all the information. Yeah. Yeah, it's very obvious. She should. That's the right thing to do. She should have even offered to step aside because she's a distraction to the 2016 goal.
Yeah, I agree.
Be a team player.
By the way, a lot of people say Wiener was a lousy congressman with no accomplishments. As Josh Marshall at Talking Points Memo noted, back in 2008, he introduced H.R. 4080, a bill that would have amended our immigration laws to make it easier for high-end foreign models to enter the United States.
That is true.
Yeah.
Who can forget that? It was such a bizarre pause. Yeah. It was like, why is he doing this? And there's got to be a story behind that.
I'm just saying, cool, before you trash him, remember, he was trying to get us high-end models.
Yes.
Yeah, that's such a great thing.
I'm rethinking my whole thing.
Yeah. I know, right?
No, I can't believe I forgot about that. Yeah. Didn't we joke about that?
I think we might have, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Who cares?
Let's go to the tape. Exactly.
Yes, the tape of us not doing it.
Yeah. Lewinsky audio tape. Anthony, you said you're not sure what the newsiness of this is. For me, it's the quaintness of the whole thing. It's an audio cassette.
Yeah.
It's so much more innocent than sexting or sending penis pictures.
It's like mixtape.
It's also the psycho. 90s nostalgia is really ripe right now, especially late 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
I was having Friends flashbacks when I was reading that. Will Rachel ever get back with that ugly guy?
A lot of mock turtlenecks.
Yes.
Oh, David Schwimmer. Yeah.
David Schwimmer.
Bill, you said you don't get what this is since Clinton's not even on the tape. My guess is Monica couldn't call him on the phone, and she made the tape because she thought maybe her sultry voice would have an effect that just a letter wouldn't.
So what we're here to believe is that he wouldn't so much as give her his phone number, but she wanted to have a movie with him and have dinner.
Probably. She couldn't call him because he was the president.
It's a recorded line.
What's the president?
Yeah. By the way, nobody pointed out that one of the things Lewinsky says on this tape is that their previous 60-second encounter wasn't enough.
Ooh.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty long to me. Try to keep things clean here.
Mm-hmm. 49ers app will let people know how long the bathroom and beer lines are. Dan, you were mad that Greg referred to the Niners as the defending Super Bowl champs because I guess it brought back bad memories of them losing to the Ravens.
Yeah, just, did it.
Just
yeah,
wanted
did
to
it,
let
Andy.
You know that I purposely wrote that in there.
Did you? Good.
Yeah.
Watch out when you leave tonight.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, so you should always look both ways before you cross the street, Andrew.
Yes.
Oh.
British wannabe model suing National Health Service, making her breasts too big. Kay Gill, you said if you were in charge, the National Health Service wouldn't have given her the breast enhancement surgery in the first place.
Oh, that sounds really mean.
No, I completely agree with you. But apparently they approved the surgery because she said being flat-chested depressed her.
Yeah, but who cares? Take some Prozac and get a bra with some padding. I mean, my gosh, how is it our responsibility or the government of the poor?
That's what I do.
Silly UK. That's what you do? You put on a little padded bra, a little starter bra.
Take me some Prozac. Get me one of those, you know, water underwire
things. Chase it with a glass of wine. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you dance for rich men.
No, that's just Saturday night.
Makes himself a C and then pops a B.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm done.
Are you really?
Well, yeah.
All right, Andy.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Thanks.
Bill Schultz. Anthony Fisher.
Hey.
They used to show people when I did that. Dan Soder. Now it's just me. They've really given up on this show. Now it's just you and me looking at each other.
Oddly, weirdly.
Yeah, I'm going to shave tomorrow.